This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Raising doubts about the vote.
We want to make sure the election is honest.
Protesting.
We are the Taylors!
For a second night.
History just keeps repeating itself over and over and over again.
A capital honor for Justice Ginsburg.
The first woman to lie in state.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. With 39 days until Election Day, President Trump continues to undermine the election process, saying it will be rigged. And he refuses to say that he'll leave office peacefully if he loses to Joe Biden. Now he's getting pushback from his own party. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy at the White House.
With new polls showing President Trump trailing Biden in several swing states, he again suggested he might not accept the outcome of the election.
We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be.
Even though Vice President Mike Pence insisted in Wisconsin they would, on one condition.
We will accept free and fair election results.
President Trump, you are not a dictator.
Democrats and several Republican leaders put the president on notice.
Look, we've had an orderly transfer of power every 4 years since Washington was selected for a second term in 1792. That will happen again to the winner of the November 3rd election.
That's the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows appeared on CBS this morning.
What we want to make sure is that every vote counts, but that only the vote from one voter to the ballot box is what gets counted, and nothing less, nothing more.
In Louisville, another night of protests and about two dozen arrests after only a single indictment was handed down in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Correspondent Jerika Duncan is there.
Voices chanting her name filled the air in the early evening. Demonstrations in Louisville began peacefully but escalated after the 9 p.m. curfew. Police started arresting protesters, including some carrying hammers and spray paint. A local church offered sanctuary for some protesters, but police arrested many outside of it.
Breonna Taylor's mother is expected to make her first public statement about the indictment later today.
Breonna Taylor! Breonna Taylor!
Those demonstrators were out in St. Louis and in Los Angeles. Police are looking for two drivers who ran into protesters after getting into arguments with them. One person received minor injuries. History is about to be made at the U.S. Capitol when the casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is brought there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will be gathering in Statuary Hall, where she will be the first woman to lie in state in the Capitol of the United States.
The columns that surround that room now include thick black ribbons to honor Ginsburg. Many states are reporting rises in coronavirus cases again. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear says there were 745 new cases reported yesterday.
107 of those are kids 18 and under. Again, it seems like we are seeing a larger and larger and larger portion of positive cases being our young people.
13 deaths were also reported, more than 1,100 total in Kentucky. The positivity test rate is just below 5% there. Pac-12 college football is back on with a seven-game schedule starting November 6th. Commissioner Larry Scott.
We know how badly our student athletes want to compete, but we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
Scott says the plan includes players getting tested every day and no fans in the stands. The Mountain West Conference says it will play starting October 24th. The Mid-American Conference is expected to announce it'll play later today.
Late word from Paris that at least two people have been hurt in a knife attack near the former offices of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. We have more on that from CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Police in Paris have arrested a man after the stabbing. Eyewitnesses said he attacked people just outside the former offices of Charlie Hebdo, the scene of a deadly attack in 2015 in which 12 people were killed. Al-Qaeda recently renewed calls to attack the newspaper, which now operates out of a secret, heavily guarded location.
A federal judge says the census will keep going through the end of October rather than wrapping up next week. The Trump administration wanted to finish sooner. The judge says a shortened schedule would hurt communities who depend on federal funding and negatively affect the number of congressional seats for each state. Voters using mail-in ballots this year are being warned to follow the instructions carefully, especially in battleground states like Pennsylvania. More from CBS's Major Garrett.
Democratic officials like Philadelphia Commissioner Lisa Dealey fear first-time absentee voters won't use the state's two-envelope process properly.
If a person doesn't use the secrecy envelope, their vote will not count.
Voters must place their absentee ballot inside the secrecy envelope, which then goes inside an outer envelope before it is signed and mailed. Dealey warned that as many as 100,000 votes statewide could be invalidated because of missing privacy envelopes.
Republicans control the legislature in Pennsylvania. They say the law is the law, and any changes are unlikely before Election Day. North Korea has apologized for the shooting death of a South Korean official near the border to prevent him from spreading coronavirus. The South says Border Patrol soldiers killed the man, then burned his body. The North says he refused to identify himself and then ran. In one Michigan school district, if you don't have Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi will come to you. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Danielle Mackey is doubling as a bus driver and a tech guru.
My bus is a rolling internet.
Delivering Wi-Fi on wheels to thousands of students in Michigan's Wayne Westland School District.
We have a lot of motorhome complexes that don't have the connectivity.
Superintendent John Dignan says at least 40% of the families in his district lack the internet needed for remote learning.
My kids actually started falling behind as well. Now that we have the mobile hotspot, they're able to stay connected.
I'm not failing anymore because there's the internet and it's loading now.
Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.
A small upstate New York town will keep its name despite appeals from some who say it's offensive. Swastika, New York, is in the Adirondacks, and one town council member says the word means well-being in Sanskrit, and only an intolerant person would assume that it was named in honor of Nazism. It's a good time to be in the business of sweets. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Who's ready to go trick-or-treating?
Never mind if kids will actually be going house to house this year. Americans are craving not just sweets, but normalcy and stocking up on Halloween candy. The National Confectioners Association says sales are already up 13% over last year. Sales of Halloween chocolate have jumped 25%. Ferrara, which makes Brock's candy corn, says people were ordering online 3 months earlier than usual. Some cities have already banned trick-or-treating next month.
The CDC is actually recommending against trick-or-treating during the pandemic as well, but New Hampshire state officials say go ahead if the kids carry hand sanitizer and stay 6 feet apart. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, September 25th, 2020. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.